seniors sing. Of course, we know they do, but we often expect something wobbly and embarrassing. On this program of Great Songs, no one under the age of 65 allowed. We'll begin with Carl Ebb singing Schubert's Nocturne. An old man enters the comforting woods at night to die. During the next 6 minutes, you'll hear long, spun-out lines and at the same time precise diction from the 71-year-old Carl Ebb.
Schlaf ich in den Land.
rare recording taken from a radio broadcast in 1948 of Carl Erb at the age of 71 in Schubert's Nocturne. The pianist was Edward Henneberger. Next, a recording that Teresa Berganza made in 2000 when she was 66. From the 12 Tonadillas of Granados, we'll hear Love and Hate, that tells of her love for a man who has forgotten her. The second song, Street Rambling, tells of the restless roving of the angry woman searching for the lying man.
Correré sin parar tras él entera España.
voice, expressive and still beautiful at the age of 66, Teresa Berganza, with an octet of cello in two songs by Granados. On this program of great songs, seniors sing. Next, the great French singer Gérard Souzet, in 1987, when he was 69 years old. He sings Invitation to a Voyage by Duparc. Listen to both his vocal power and his ability to use the softest end of the spectrum to describe the beautiful place where he longs to travel, where all is luxury, calm, and pleasure.
Sœur, songe à la douceur d'aller là-bas vivre ensemble, aimer à loisir, aimer et mourir au pays qui te ressemble.
Gérard Souzet, a vocally vigorous 69 years of age in that recording of Duparc's Invitation au Voyage, The Invitation to a Voyage, with Dalton Baldwin, the pianist. Our next senior is Ernestine Schumann-Heink, who lived from 1861 until 1936. She was renowned as a Wagner contralto, even having sung a Rhine Maiden in the first Rheingold with Wagner in attendance. In the following 1929 recording, the 68-year-old Schumann-Heink tells the story of the clever trout who is tricked into taking the bait when the angler muddies the water. Schubert's Die Forelle.
In einem Bächlein helle, da schoss im Rohr ein, die launische Forelle vorüber wie ein Pfeil. Ich stand an dem Gestade und sah in süßer Ruhe des munteren Fischleins Bade im klaren Bächlein zu. Des muntern Fischleins Bade im klaren Bächlein zu. Ein Fischer mit der Rute wohl an dem Ufer stand und saß mit kaltem Blute, wie sich das Fischlein band. So lang dem Wasser hell, so dass sich nicht gebricht, so fängt er die Forelle mit seiner Angel nicht. So fängt er die Forelle mit seiner Angel nicht. Doch plötzlich ward dem Diebe die Zeit zu lang. Er macht das Wasser tückisch trübe und eh ich es gedacht, so zuckte seine Rute. Das Fischlein zappelt dran und ich mit regem Blute sah die Betrunkene an. Und ich mit regem Blute sah die Betrunkene an.
That was Ernestine Schumann-Heink in Schubert's Die Forelle, The Trout, in a 1929 recording when she had celebrated 68 years on earth. The pianist was the very flexible Catherine Hoffman. You're listening to great songs, this time the opportunity to hear mature singers in song. Hugh Guénot sang into his 90s, but in the following recording he was a mere stripling of a boy of 76 when he sang Roussel's Jazz in the Night, full of embraces, kisses, and saxophone sobs.
Parc incendié jette ses feux multicolores, les arbres flambent irradiés et les rugissements sonores des maigres nostalgiques font tant aux nerveux cuivres acerbes.
One could hardly guess that Roussel's Jazz in the Night was recorded by Queneau in 1978 when he was 76. By the way, now in his 100th year, Queneau shows continued vigor. The pianist was Jeffrey Parsons. Jenny Turrell was a singer who maintained a flawless technique and was still fulfilling concert engagements when she was in her 70s. We'll hear her in a live performance of Liszt's When I Dream. Her vocal range as well as her interpretive insight is impressive, especially when you know that this was an encore given at the end of a long program when Turrell was already 70 years old.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Jenny Terrell sang "Oh, When I Dream, Oh, Quand Je Dors" by Liszt on that 1970 recital with James Levine, the pianist. As I mentioned, her glorious voice seemed undimmed by her 70 years. These senior singers know their limits, and besides the beauty of their sound, they bring a deep knowledge of the poetry's meaning and an ability to project the individual words. One singer from the past who didn't seem to have limits was Sir George Henschel. He was a composer, conductor, singer, and pianist. We'll hear him at the age of 78 as both singer and pianist in Schubert's Organ Grinder, the last song of Winterreise, The Winter Journey. At this point, the young, despondent man is almost crazy and decides to go off with the decrepit organ grinder as he wanders across the ice.
Drüben hinterm Dorfe steht ein Leiermann und mit starren Fingern dreht er Wasserkahn. Barfuß auf dem Eise wankt er hin und her. Und sein kleiner Teller bleibt ihm immer leer. Und sein kleiner Teller bleibt ihm immer leer. Keiner mag ihn hören, keiner sieht ihn an. Und die Hunde knurren um den alten Mann. Und er lässt es gehen, alles wie es will. Dreht und seine Leier steht ihm nimmer still. Dreht und seine Leier steht ihm nimmer still. Wunderlicher Alter, soll ich mit dir gehen? Zu meinen Liedern deine Leier drehen.
George Henschel was 78 when he recorded that 1928 performance of Schubert's Organ Grinder. He was his own pianist. Our next senior retired at the age of 45, but allowed RCA to record her in her home when she was 65. Can you guess who sings this Plaisir d'amour? Her voice was called one of the most beautiful of all time.
Sure.
even at the age of 65, Rosa Poncel possessed a voice of such evenness, such creamy beauty, that it still stands as a model today. Martini's Plaisir d'Amour was recorded at Poncel's villa outside of Baltimore with Igor Chichikov, the pianist. Hans Hotter, at 92, is still alive, but he stopped singing except in masterclasses about 10 years ago. We'll hear him, at the age of 78, demonstrate the lively Son of the Muses by Schubert. You'll notice that every word is exquisitely delineated, but the line of the music is never sacrificed.
Fällt und weiß zu schweifen, mein Liedchen weg zu pfeifen. So geht's von Ort zu Ort, so geht's von Ort zu Ort. Und nach dem Takt der Riege und nach dem Maß bewegt sich alles an mir fort. Und nach dem Maß bewegt sich alles an mir fort. Sie kaum erwarten, die erste Blume im Garten, die erste blüht am Baum. Sie grüßen meine Lieder und kommt der Winter wieder, sing ich noch jenen Traum, sing ich noch jenen Traum. Ich singe in die Weite, auf heißen Längen und Breite, da blüht der Winter schön, da blüht der Winter schön. Auch diese Blüte schwindet und neue Freude findet sich auf bebauten Höhen, und neue Freude findet sich auf bebauten Höhen. So wie ich bei der Linde das junge Völkchen finde, sogleich errege ich sie. Der stumpfe Bursche bläht sich, das steife Mädchen dreht sich nach meiner Melodie, nach meiner Melodie. Ihr gebt jetzt ohne Flüge und breit euch Tal und Hügel den Liebling weit von Haus, den Liebling weit von Haus. Ihr lieben holden Musen, wann ruh ich hier am Busen auch endlich wieder aus, wann ruh ich hier am Busen noch endlich wieder aus.
A rare live recording of Hans Hotter at 78 in Schubert's Son of the Muses, their Musenzone. On this program of great songs, the mature singers have their chance. No one under the age of 65 is allowed. Magda Olivero has a strong cult following and is greatly respected for her bel canto opera performances. We'll hear her in a live recital given in 1977 when she was 65. Note her dynamic range from delicate pianissimo to a ringing forte.
Thank you. turbamento un pensiero.